Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about sight reading. Hey, beautiful teachers. Today we're going to look at 5 different sight reading resources, as well as a couple of bonuses that I think might be even better than these resources, even though I love them. Number one, and the reason that I've called this sight reading resources rather than books, is the Piano Safari sight reading card. So this is level C, which is the first level that's on the staff. It's on 2 single staves. This level is on 2 separate staves, so the students read the staves, the hands, separately. But as the series progresses, it goes on to 2 hands and gets more complex and everything like that. It goes all the way up to, I think it's level P or Q in the alphabet, and this is only level C, but it gives you some idea of what these cards are like. I love that there's a rhythm down the bottom and that it progresses so steadily and gradually throughout the series. These are recommended by Piano Safari for home practice, but we generally only use them in the lesson. So we just have a few sets of each so that we can reliably use them with students in the lesson. And we normally, or I normally, sing the tune in solfa with students. So we sing them, then we sight read them on the piano, and then we do the rhythm. That's the way I normally work with these cards. These are great for loads of different students. Even if students are not in Piano Safari, we often break out these sight reading cards. And we also love them for transfer students who come in and we don't know about their reading level. These are a great way to jump around and try and find where they are in terms of intervallic reading. Next, we have a book that represents a series of books. This is Piano Adventures Sight Reading. This is 3B. I just picked that at random. There's a whole series and it correlates with the method book. So these are interesting because they focus on variations on a theme. So this is an example one looks like. And they call them day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Stop. I think there's 5 for each one. They are variations on a piece that is in the method book. So they correlate directly and they can be used together like that. I love the idea of these. I think it's fantastic. And I don't think it matters if you're using the method book. I do think you can use these anyway because you've still got the variations within that. So you've still got the effect of it, even if you don't have the main piece in the method book going on. The maybe drawback is the same with most sight reading, which is students might not practice these at home. They're supposed to. You might assign them, but often the sight reading gets left off the list. It's just the way of things in some cases. So you might be doing them in the lesson. However, even if you are doing them in the lesson and therefore progressing through them more slowly, I think these are great for a student that just needs more reading practice, and maybe especially a student who doesn't practice a lot at home because it's so gradual, so they can make progress over time even with just doing these in the lesson with your assistance. Next up, we have one of my own resources, which is called Reading Railroad. So this is level 3, just to show you as a sample. There are 6 levels of this, and there's a downloadable book, tracks to go along with it, which is available in the membership. So if you're a member, you can jump over to the library to check these out. I love to use the Google Slides version, which is available down the bottom of the page here. And this is what that looks like. So this is Google Slides version of level 3. Go into presentation mode, and then I can play the track from here. So I go into presentation mode, and then I can play the tracks in the top corners, or I can just have the student read it on its own. But I love the tracks with this. It's one of the big reasons I created the series, was to have a step-by-step leveled reading progression, sight reading progression, with tracks. So there's a slower track and a faster track for each one. And a track forces students to keep going, which is really the essential element of sight reading. So much of the time when students are reading rather than sight reading, they are going back and forth and not having a continuous flow. And that's understandable. They want to fix things. They want to get things right. And they're probably reading pieces that are at their maximum level. But for sight reading, we want them to develop this ability to just keep going, right? So if they were actually in a scenario where they had to play a piece as best as they could, errors and all, then they would be able to do it without being so tempted to fix their mistakes. And that's where backing tracks can be great for that. So that's why I included those in the Reading Railroad series. Next, I have this series to represent many sight reading series. You probably don't have this one on hand. It's an Irish series because it correlates with the Irish exam board. So, you know, you probably have a local exam board or a local equivalent that's very similar to this. These are all little exercises that a student has to sight read, and they're specific to the exam levels in this case. So this is grade 5 and what they're expected to sight read at grade 5. Short exercises, gradually progressing in difficulty. And I do like this particular book if you happen to have access to it. I think they're pretty good at picking out short exercises that progress in difficulty while also making them quite musical and quite, they make sense, right? Whereas some sight reading books can be a little bit on the esoteric side. If you're using a book like this one, any book that includes short sight reading exercises, such as an exam syllabus correlated one like this, I recommend you come up with a system for working on them with your students. So there's various acronyms. We have one, you can go read about it on the blog, but the point is to have a predictable system for what they look at that you can do aloud at first, and then they can start to do in their head. So, you know, for example, looking at the time signature first and tapping the rhythm and then looking at the key signature or looking for big interval jumps. It depends on the student's level as well, but having a step-by-step system can be really useful so that they don't just sort of glance around it generally, start, and then panic, or look in detail at the first two bars, run out of time to prepare for it, and then panic, as so often happens. The last true sight reading book I have to show you is Paul Harris's Improve Your Sight Reading. So this is similar to the one I just showed you. It is correlated to ABRSM levels. However, there are other ABRSM books. These are the ones I used growing up and going through exams myself. And I do like them. They are on the more challenging side, but the place I would use these the most, the Improve Your Sight Reading by Paul Harris, is when a student is really self-motivated and persistent, consistent about doing their sight reading. Like they tell you they want to improve their sight reading, or they're highly motivated to do well on an exam or some case like that, where they know they're going to be under sight reading pressure and it's important to them, not just you. And that's when I would tend to go for these books, because if a student really does them every day, I have seen how much it improves their sight reading. And Paul Harris gives little tips as you go through, and they're very well thought out, but they are on the more challenging side. So if we're just doing that one a week in a lesson, it's pretty tough. They really need to be keeping at it every day for these books to be super effective. Now, as I said, has some bonus tips. These are probably even better for the vast majority of students who need to work on sight reading, is to not use a specific sight reading book, those or resource of any kind. Those are great. And I've mentioned as I went through how you might use them, and we do use them. However, for many, many students, the better option is just to have a book of easier pieces. So to have sort of two or three levels of pieces they're working on. And one of those levels is a 1 week piece, something they can learn in a week, quickly, in other words. Even if it's not true sight reading, it does improve their reading skills so much faster than if they're just doing things, quote unquote, at their level and always pushing it to the maximum, because they don't get through enough reading material doing it that way. So you can choose a 1 week piece book, anything that is at a level that is quite accessible for them to play. You want it to be something that they can sight read fairly effectively the first time. Not perfect performance quality, but fairly effectively. And then by the next week, you're expecting performance quality on that piece. That's the level you want. And it is going to be quite a lot below the student's current level for their more difficult pieces. So why did I pick out this book in particular? It's just as an example of a book that comes with backing tracks. So the way I often do 1 week pieces, I open up the new piece for that week, tell the student to have a quick look through and then give it a go. And I tell them the following week, they're going to have to play it with the backing track. And then when they come back the following week, I say, okay, open up. I often do it first thing in the lesson. Open up that piece, your 1 week piece. And then I put on the backing track and they have to go and play along with it as best as they can. And even if it doesn't go perfectly, we still let it go, move on to a new piece and keep that rhythm going. And my final suggestion for you, duets. This can be done as a 1 week piece kind of concept like the last one, or as true sight reading. Duets are great for that if you can be strict and unyielding. So you're going to play duets with your student. You can do something that's leveled as teacher plus student or something that's evenly leveled. It honestly doesn't matter. And you're going to play together. As I say, you can do true sight reading. And when I'm doing that, I'll just keep my copy of the duet book we're using on the side in my sort of filing system. And I'll keep a little sticky tab in it so that I know where that student got up to. And we'll continue from there in the next lesson. And we'll just literally sight read through a few duets together. Doesn't matter how they go. Move the tab along. Try some more next week. Again, you want to start super easy. For the student's level, you don't want these to be challenging duets. You want them to be pretty sight readable, almost laughably easy, because they're going to have to keep strict time with you playing the other part. And it's much easier for you to start too easy, like start with level one of a book series, and then say, actually, let's jump forward to level two, then actually, let's jump back several levels because you aren't as good as I thought you were going to be. I mean, that's a tough thing to gloss over. So start with an easier level than you think, and you can work up from there. And yeah, do them as sight reading in the lesson. Or, as I say, use these as 1 week pieces, and then in the following lesson, after they've worked on it for 1 week, you're going to play the duet together, and you must keep the train moving. Tell them you will not stop no matter what. You're not going to change tempo. Once you start, that's it. The train is going. They need to try and hop back on if they fall off it, or just listen until the end. So those are some of my favorite sight reading resources. I would love to hear yours in the chat. Let me know what you love to use for sight reading, whether you do sight reading with your students, and if you're a great sight reader, what made you great? And if you're not so great, why do you think that is? If you liked this episode, you would absolutely love Vibrant Music Teaching Membership. We have the support and the training you need to take your teaching further. Join us today by going to vmt.ninja and signing up.